good operator.
Yep.
You member of any kind of church?
Yeah. United Methodist, First Methodist, we might call ourselves.
Now, get back to that question about clubs,
mm-hmm.
civic groups, social clubs, political groups, anything like that you're interested in, member of, have been?
Currently member or have been, or both?
Either.
Okay, we'll just go through high school on up, then that'll be the easiest thing to do, I guess. High school, I was in the band. Would that count as a club?
Yeah,
okay, the band. I was a basketball team manager. How many clubs did I belong to? None big exact in high school.
We had the infamous amateur radio club.
Didn't qualify. Couldn't put on the radio.
You couldn't get the picture quickly.
No, I couldn't have that. I was on the Trojan Miss staff, if that'll help any.
What is that?
School newspaper, if that's what you want to call it. If you want to dignify it by that name. In college, I was a member of the Gavel Club, which was a sort of, was a club for learning how to speak off the cuff. It was a business type thing, actually. Business majors especially don't belong to it. As a matter of fact, I was the only liberal arts person in that club, I think. I was also a member of the Tripolitan staff. I was on the yearbook staff for 1 year. I was a member of the infamous Hippo, which was the underground newspaper, and part of one of the founders of it, I guess. I can't remember if anybody ever found it or just managed to lose it, mostly.
It just happened,
yeah. Silent burials. Let's see what else I belong to in college. Nothing to speak of, otherwise than those things. When I was in college, I worked for McGovern to take over the state, which didn't work out, of course. Later on, when I was in college up at Canisius, I was president of the chess club. Then I'm a member of the Troy Chess Club down here now. So that's all my club activity. I don't belong to any what you'd call social club or civic clubs or things like that.
Never were affiliated with any kind of political organization or anything.
So, I'm a registered Democrat, if that means anything.
Yeah. A little bit about your family background. Where was your father born?
Good question. That's a really neat question, actually. I would say, let's just say Henderson, Alabama, to be safe. I'm not really too sure, but I'd say near Henderson, Alabama.
And that was here in Pike County?
Yeah, Pike County, right.
Yeah. How far away is it, Henderson?
From where we are now?
Yeah, up to Troy.
Well, it's about 18 miles southwest of Troy, I believe.
How long do you live in Henderson?
He lived in the Henderson area, one might say, more appropriately, for about 20 years. And then he didn't move to Troy. He moved to Oklahoma City, went to college there. He went to Indianapolis, a chiropractic college up there. Opened up an office in Indianapolis. Then he moved to Florence, where he met my mother and married her. Then he moved down to Troy, where I was born.
He went to college in Oklahoma City and in Indiana?
Yeah, I believe both schools, yeah. There are two chiropractic colleges down there. The slides to know what their names are.
Okay. So he's in practice in Troy, chiropractic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he's always done?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, as a matter of fact, for 1 year, 1 or 2 years, he managed some iron ore mining companies for my uncle.